Denequa Martin Green plays Michael Burnham. Haley, why don't you give us some thoughts on Denequa?
Yeah, you know, I'd never heard of her. I'm not a big horror person, so I do not watch Walking Dead. No thanks. I'm good without zombies. And so this was a first for me. I've never seen her in anything else. I haven't done an IMDb search on everybody that we're going to talk about today. So it was new for me, but I'm really enjoying her and seeing her on stage this year in Las Vegas and different interviews and stuff. She is so grounded and just speaks so eloquently and from the heart. It's really beautiful. So she's a beautiful person.
Yes, she is. And I have to agree. Like, I searched a couple of her interviews and she was on Good Morning Britain, and her vocabulary is amazing. So she has really just looked at the big picture and ideals of Star Trek and has embraced them. She talks a lot about this evolution and acceptance, diversity, universality, and this like awakening that Star Trek brings to the forefront and to the population. And she is so caring and aware of her role and her responsibility. I wanted to read a quote that she had where she's talking about the universality of Star Trek. And she says, "It's the epitome of hope. There is nothing to be afraid of with the other. There is only gain. We are only greater than the sum of our parts. We only expand. The only thing you have to look forward to is expansion." And just this whole idea, every time she was on a panel or that I have ever heard her speak, you know, especially about Star Trek Discovery, it's always in these big ideas. And I just feel that she has this great understanding of Gene Roddenberry's vision that we all love, and she just embraces it completely, and I love her so much for that.
So I know I just said like 5 seconds ago that the character and the person is different, but doesn't that quote sound like it could come from Burnham as well?
Exactly.
Like it's almost like she's perfect for this role, because she does feel the way that by the end of the season Burnham feels. Now, I too don't watch Walking Dead because I just didn't like that show at all. But so I don't know any of her previous acting roles or anything. But I find her ability to change speeds amazing throughout the series. She's not the same person beginning to end. She's not even the same person from episode to episode. She's changing constantly, and she's able to act those scenes out perfectly. So that 1 minute she's a mutineer, and the next minute, you know, she's in love with somebody, and then the next minute she's back to being more Vulcan with no feelings, and it doesn't feel, none of them felt forced, or they didn't feel wrong with the character. She was able to pull them all off and still be one single Michael Burnham.
Yeah,
her character, and I don't know, the writers did an amazing job with her character development, and certain things that happened to her in the storyline definitely resonated with me personally. And I think that, you know, trying to picture somebody else in this role, I don't think that we would have the grace and the stature that someone who is human but is raised by Vulcans would come across on the screen as well as Denequa does, which I think is a skill to have. I mean, you try not to pull off emotions even though you're human. I mean, really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think any of us can do that. And I try. So, I think it's just, she does a really amazing job. And again, hearing her speak and interacting with questions that were asked of her in Vegas was just really touching and moving.
Well, and one other thing that I was, again, just blown away is what type of leading actor that she was. That she is, I think they kept referring to her as like the first call. So she's, you know, the one that everyone looks to as a leading actor. And I did not hear one bad thing. And I'm sure, you know, they're not going to say anything bad in public, but what they were saying just came from the heart and you knew it was real. They were talking and describing her as graceful, fearless leader, so fun that she brought the crew together. And it was mentioned in some of the panels, actually a couple different panels, like how she was one to initiate this game night. And, you know, while they're filming, like she would get all the crew, all the actors together and build this family environment amongst the actors. And I thought it was so fun that they would play Mafia. Like, I love that game. It's so fun. And, you know, it's a good group game. And who do you remember who said that? I can't.
Oh, gosh. I know Jason Isaacs talked about it.
Yeah, it must have been him. And he's like, yeah, because I'd never played it before. And then they were like,
someone else did too, but I don't remember. But yeah, I'm totally down with it. Game nights all around.
Yeah. But that she's able to, you know, a lot of the, some of these actors are brand new in acting, and then you have your veterans, and that she's able to just bring them all together and fulfill her role and responsibility as a leading actor. So,
yeah, I think she did a great job of like steering the ship, so to speak, behind mm-hmm. the scenes, because the crew comes off perfect on screen. And look, we've seen shows that were good where the people behind the scenes weren't necessarily getting mm-hmm. along, but typically they die out pretty quick because that can't last. And this lasted for a whole season, so you never saw a break in the crew's chemistry. In fact, it seemed to get stronger as they filmed, which you learn later that it did, because they were doing all these game nights and these other things that were causing mm-hmm. that reaction, and that all came from Sonequa in the first place.
Yeah.
So if anyone wants to follow her on Twitter, she's at SonequaMG.